This is Q again, the Cash Gifting Expert, back inside the Q Box, option number 29. This is actually part 4 in my copycat series, Jerk Off to Knock Off. I can't even believe I'm on part 4 of this thing. I actually probably need to separate these recordings, put them into their own Q Box, because it looks like this series is going to get big. But Jerk Off to Knock Off. Let's talk about knockoffs for a minute. Louis Vuitton is one of the biggest fashion brands that gets knocked off. It's a multi-billion dollar brand. My wife is totally in love with Louis Vuitton. My wife has almost $100,000 worth of the Louis Vuitton brand because she's crazy over handbags. And you know what? Getting to almost $100,000 worth of Louis Vuitton handbags is not hard to do when you're spending $3,000 to $5,000 per handbag. I mean, they're very popular. They're very exclusive, obviously, because everyone can't spend that kind of money on a handbag. But you know what? If you've never been in a Louis Vuitton store, here's a testimonial for them. If you've never been in a Louis Vuitton store, go to one. You'll see why those bags cost that much. Pick up a Louis Vuitton bag. Just check out the experience in the store. You'll see why those bags cost that much. Look at the selection. If you're a lady who has great taste and you're a lady who loves handbags, I guarantee you that you will not be able to walk out of one of those stores without wanting just about every bag that's in that store. Guaranteed. But here's my point about the knockoff. Louis Vuitton is also one of the biggest fashion brands that gets knocked off. You know, they have a trademark print with the LV and the nice little shapes, and that print, when people see it, people who know Louis Vuitton, they know right away that's Louis Vuitton by that print, and that print is trademarked. So now, what do the jerk-offs do who knock it off? They knock it off, they steal the print, so that now they put it on bags that are made inferior, but it has that print on it to make people think, well, you know what, it looks like a Louis Vuitton, and being I can't afford to spend on a real thing, I'll buy this one. And then they buy it, and then when later on, you know, there's no guarantee on the bag. The bag doesn't, you know, handle the wear and tear that the original, you know, can handle. Doesn't smell the same. Leather doesn't feel the same, as soft and as supple, you know. Then they feel like, oh, I got took. And you know what? A person who has the original can always spot the fake. This is what we have going on right now. The jerk-offs who knock off. They try to knock off my content, right? But they don't have the follow-through. You know, see, it's so easy. We talked about on part 3, cut-and-paste hijackers. It's so easy to do the cut and paste thing. It's so easy to, you know, you sit on my newsletter and you're someone who's watching me and you want to steal my content. So when you get the email, you highlight it, you copy it, and then, you know, you send it out through your own email campaign to make people think you wrote it. See, it's very easy to do that. But what's not easy is to come up with that content on your own. It's not easy to do that. It's not easy knowing how to build websites with a certain genetic code that causes people to even sign up to your newsletter, to even show that you have the value that they even need to listen to you. Don't you know that that's something that, I mean, there's actually a science behind that. Don't think that every website that you go to, just because it has a subscription box where it says, hey, here's a free newsletter, and I'm going to give you some tips and tricks and offers, and, you know, give me your email address, and I'm going to send it to you. You actually think that everyone subscribes to that just because a little box drops down? No. No, 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 no. You have to have something, people. You got to have that mojo, that value, something about you that tells people, I need to listen to this guy. I need to listen to this lady because they have something of value, something that can help me, and you know what? I want to know what it is. So, you know, let me do my due diligence on this guy. That's what it is. It's a science behind that. There is a science behind learning how to write newsletters. See, I learned this science early on, and I learned it from a great teacher who had this genetic code down, and he learned it from other people. But see, here's the thing. A lot of us that have that creative genius, we've always learned it. It goes back and back and back and back. We've learned it from other people. But one thing that a person who's original and has creativity does, we learn, but we don't knock off. We learn, but we don't knock it off. We don't steal it. We learn and say, well, you know what? Okay, I'm going to take what I learned and I'm going to incorporate it into my own style, my own personality. I'm going to mold it and make it fit me and make it work for me. Because, again, like I talked about on previous recordings, you can't be me. You could never be Q. You can't be me, just like I can't be you, and you shouldn't want to be me. Maybe I inspire you, and that's great, because there's a lot of people that inspire me. I'm not the say-all on making money. I'm the guy when it comes to cash gifting, but I'm not the say-all on making money. There are lots of people who inspire me, but I don't steal content from these people to make other people think that I have association with them. There is a huge difference. I don't knock them off. But the jerk-offs who do, they do that. Why? Because they have desperation in the marketplace. Again, just going back to a multi-billion-dollar fashion brand like Louis Vuitton, which gets knocked off all the time, okay? They get knocked off because you have these people, most of them, who are known for selling the knockoffs on the street. The whole experience isn't even the same. Again, you will not be able to fully understand what I'm telling you, people. And just to show you, again, look, you may be a fan of me, but, hey, I'm a fan of Louis Vuitton. I also buy Louis Vuitton. I'm not a bigger fan of my wife, but I'm a fan of that brand. Look how I can sit on this cue box. And this is, I'm not trying to sell you Louis Vuitton material. I'm not trying to sell you their brand. I'm not trying to sell you their bags, whatever. I'm not trying to sell it to you, right? I'm just trying to show you how this stuff works. Now, you can go into a Louis Vuitton store, and I'm telling you, people, the way the people talk to you, the way the people are dressed, the way the store looks, when you walk in, it just says wealth and luxury. The way the store smells, I mean, I'm telling you, you know, they treat everyone who walks in that store like a celebrity. I'm in that store so much for my wife, but there's one particular sales associate that has given me their card, and I don't even need to go into the store. I can just call the store and say, hey, listen, you know, my wife just got your magazine. You know, she wants this and this and this and this and this. Hey, ship it to us. You know, I give them the debit card number. Notice I said debit card, not credit card. Debit card, pay in full, and boom, it's shipped to us, right? Go into a Louis Vuitton store if you've never been in one. I'm telling you. Look at the experience there, and then know what? Go on the street, because some of you probably already know what I'm talking about. Then go on the street to where someone is selling a knockoff and see if the experience is the same. And see, that's what's happening right now. The individuals who are stealing my content, and then if they happen to, you know, slide in a crack somewhere and they get some people to join their opportunity because they're using my content, once that person joins, they feel so stupid afterwards because then they find out, like, well, you know, before, you know, you were sending me, you know, all of these newsletters that talk this way and that way, and you said this and that, but then there's no follow-up in there because, see, Q isn't there. They can't talk to me. They don't have that. Don't you know that after people sign up in Echosoft that I have another newsletter. It's a training boot camp. Now, that, see, in the beginning, there's a romance there. You romance your prospects. You know, you constantly send them more and more and more valuable information, helping them to make an educated decision as to whether or not they should join and work with you. And on top of that, also giving them, you know, inspiration, showing them information that's not just about joining. You know what I mean? There has to be some type of connection there, because money is only going to take you so far. Trust me. Money is only going to take you so far. You have to have something beyond the money that people want and that people want to hang around. But I have another newsletter now, a training boot camp. When people join, they sign up on that, and now they also get emails every 2 to 3 days now with the follow-up training with more and deeper intense tips and tricks on marketing from things that I learned. And I'm not some amateur, people. This isn't stuff that, you know, I think is going to work. So, you know, I say, well, listen, try this and let's see what happens. You know, let's roll the dice. It's not like that. I'm the guinea pig. I'm the one who's spending the money first. I spend the money. I got the dollars to do the testing. You don't, coming through the door, okay? I put big dollars behind my marketing campaigns. I test it, right? And when it rakes it in, like it usually does, hey, I may lose money on some, you know, and that's something else. Don't believe anyone who tells you that they do not lose money. I don't care how much money you make. In your journey to make big money, you're going to lose some money when you're doing testing. But the majority of my campaigns, they pull, and they pull big time. And when I learn that, I say, hey, this is what I did and raked in 20, 30 grand from this in one shot. This is what I did with my postcard system, and I got 8 grand over 6 days. This is what I did with my business cards, and I made so much over this amount of time. You see what I'm saying? The competition doesn't have that, people. They don't. They keep cutting and pasting, cutting and pasting, cutting and pasting. And don't you realize by now, if you haven't, you should get this by now, their only ability to survive in the marketplace is if they're able to knock off a genius. That's it. If there's no genius to knock off, they can't survive. Now, these people we talked about, you know, they hustle on the street. They're peddlers on the street, and they're selling knockoffs of these major brands like Gucci, Louis Vuitton, whatever. Imagine if those brands were suddenly not on the marketplace anymore. What if they were never there from the get-go? These people could not survive. So, again, you know, this is a bigger insider's look into these jerk-offs who knock off not only me, but a lot of other, you know, geniuses out there, a lot of other people who have very creative marketing ideas, who have that original money in the bank mojo, not just me. This is a public announcement across the board, because believe me, it's not just happening with me, people. It's not just happening with me. Open your eyes and pay attention. This is Q, the cash gifting expert. I'll talk to you soon. Take care.